Yeah.
Toby was asking you a question.
I'm like, if a babe comes up to you at a motive, but she's drunk, but she's just trying to talk to you though, like just maybe get your snap or something, are you going to talk to
First
her, like
breath,
reply her and everything?
first red flag already, sis.
Wow. What?
That's already a red. See, first of
What's
all,
red? Okay, but wait.
see, chill, chill, chill. Wait, calm down. I feel as if
People can
it's the
sharing the
way,
property again.
wait, the way it's set up at in Lagos now is that if a guy is talking to a babe when they are drunk, they are taking advantage of the babe. Like,
Says that though?
it's genuine like that. It's genuine like that.
Wait,
It's
can I say
genuine like
something?
that.
You
Like
can't
it.
do this shit around though.
Can I say something? I feel like these guys in Lagos, you guys have convinced yourself that like everybody cares. Like guys would be like, oh, I can't talk to this babe, she's 2 years younger than me. I can't talk to this babe because she's like a bit tipsy right now, because you think that everybody cares so bad. Nobody
Ah,
cares.
but when baby she told me, but when he's when the guys see themselves on chain screenshots that they're talking to a babe 2 years younger, I
But
mean,
it's 2 years a
when they
big
see
age
themselves
gap.
on Twitter,
when guys, okay, but
Oh,
so
it's
I
true, it's
think
true.
in bro, I think
Yeah.
Lagos guys are just like, it's better to be safe than sorry, to be honest.
That's
But
not sorry.
yeah,
Living
but with
safe
you, but to
yourself
answer
has
your
never got
question.
anybody anywhere, sure.
Yeah,
But yeah.
but answer your question. If a babe comes up to me and she's drunk and she's just trying to ask for my snap, I'll give it to her. There's nothing deep there. If she comes over to me and she's trying to do something, then I'm not going to do, because that's just way. Because when babes, because, but if she's, because I'm not trying to put myself in any situation to that's more be any
Oh my
different story.
God.
It depends on your level of drunk now. Like, okay,
Yeah,
Toby, what kind
I'm
of drunk are you
talking
talking
when
about?
I'm drunk.
What type of drunk are you talking
What are
about?
you
The one
talking
that
like
cannot
drunk?
walk, the one that cannot walk again.
Felt.
Obviously, that means this. Mommy, I'm talking about like if I know this babe does is not in her right senses again.
Nah,
She
right.
doesn't
This
know
one
what
that she
she's
cannot even walk again, save that she's
doing.
doing. She's doing zombie walk. That one, I'll just leave her. I beg.
Because
Oh,
there have
this
been
guy, they're
cases
taking
where a babe is
advantage.
drunk and then you do stuff with her, then the next day you're in a different story from what
The
happened.
thing is, yeah, you don't
Huh.
even have to be drunk to hear that. If a girl wants to tell you, if a girl wants to say you did something, she'll say it, whether she was drunk.
Ah, don't worry.
True.
We know first hand, though. We know first hand. They don't even tell us. We know
Meaning
first hand.
what? Meaning what?
I mean, we witnessed the lies of women. You don't even need to tell
We
us.
have a.
You guys are talking like men are not worse. You see a guy at a party, you say hi to him, you hear the next day that you guys smashed and had
I
children.
smashed.
Hey.
Wait, wait, okay, wait. So, which one is worse, accusing somebody of sexual assault or saying that you smashed?
The other one
Honestly,
is just
hold
like
on.
you're
No, no, no.
ruining
Answer,
my.
answer, answer.
See,
Wait. No, 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 no,
the
no,
one is
no, no. Answer,
ruining
answer
my
the question.
reputation. My reputation,
Ah,
because I would
so
never
accusing him
sexual
of sexual assault is not,
sexual assault
Can
is
I
not ruining
say
somebody's reputation.
something? But like, I would
Can I say
never ever
something?
do anything with you. So
How is
I'm
this an argument, Abe?
I
How is this
feel
an
like
argument?
for a babe to accuse you of sexual assault, and I don't know what happened. For her to accuse you of
Hey,
sexual assault, it means that or more, maybe something went down that we don't know about. But for you to just
Gigi.
blatantly open your mouth and lie,
That we smashed. Come
you know
on.
where to go and tell your fine friend so that they will not talk to me again. Nice one.
So that's what's even paining you. Wait, so that's what's paining
Bram.
you. Oh my
Bram,
God.
Bram, so wait, Mount,
But
so
yeah,
what
I feel
you're saying
like
is that.
accusing someone of sexual assault is definitely deeper
So,
than lying, sure.
hey, thank you.
yeah,
That's all.
thank you,
That's
thank
all. That's all.
you. Thank you.
That's all.
Yeah, man.
Finish.
That's
Okay,
it.
cool. Next thing.
I like this one. I like this one. I like this one. What's wrong with the way guys kiss?
Please. Wait a minute. What?
What kind of stupid question is that? Like, did a babe tell you that you don't know how to kiss?
See, Brian, I personally think you're the one that asked that question, right? I think you just don't know how to kiss because I don't know.
Did somebody, did a babe come and meet you?
Ah,
Did a girl come and
why is
meet
it
you? Did
coming for
she
me
make you
now?
feel bad? Because, like,
No, me, I've
did
never
a
heard.
girl
No,
tell
no,
you
no.
that
See,
you
see,
don't know
see,
how
see,
to
see,
kiss?
see, see. Let me say, Brand, this is from your audience. No, they say we should ask
Calm
this
down, bro. Cool
question.
down, bro.
So,
See, me,
let
I've
me give
never
a
heard bad
serious answer.
reviews. I've never
See,
heard bad
the thing
reviews for
is,
my
whoever
services
asked
in
that
my
question,
life.
see, I just think whoever asked that question, I
Let me
think
give a
that
serious
person
answer.
doesn't know how to kiss and are blaming the guy because I don't. Where did that question even come from? Like, what?
I
I
obviously,
feel
that's what they're
like
asking. What's wrong with the way
to the
guys
person
kiss
that
now? They're
asked
trying
that
to improve.
question, you
Like, they're
don't
obviously
have
trying
to
to improve.
kiss.
They're asking you what's wrong with the way guys kiss and insulting them for seeking help.
I have wait.
Because
Can I give an
it's not
answer?
the guys,
Can I
men.
give an answer?
Let Toby
What you
give an
wait? Can I
answer.
say
Let Toby.
something?
Yes.
To be here.
I'm going to assume that this question is phrased as, what are the things that guys do when they kiss that makes it bad?
Yes, thank you.
Because if it means the first thing, you just need to go and reevaluate your experiences. It's not a thing guys do while you're kissing that could be bad. I feel like if you're just doing too much, like too much tongue, that's like just bad. Yeah.
If you kiss for like the first contact with lip and lip and his tongue, get away from me.
Jolade.
Yes, ma.
There was this person that wanted to do lip gloss for me, bro. I'm not even kidding.
Bro, they literally want to eat you. You know how like there's different ways you can either do like lip in lip, one in the, like it's a whole thing. But then instead of both of our lips to touch, you want to open your mouth as well, enter your lip.
Guy, bro, sometimes it's bad.
Like relax, like we'll get there. But you want me to just go inside your mouth.
You want to give a soft peck, somebody who wants to eat you alive.
God. Wow. Literally, like we need to touch lips first before you start opening your mouth.
And please, we need to acknowledge something. It's not all the time that you want to choke somebody, that you want to kill them. Relax. Just relax. Wait, I'm confused. You asked a question that you're saying A to the answer. Okay. And I'm not talking again.
I agree with what you're saying. It's not every time choke. Like, the first time, like, we first kiss and your hand is just on my neck the whole time. Move around. Come on.
Get things. Get things is 365.
Like, you know I can't breathe, right?
But if you think about this, if you can't breathe, then he's leaving you speechless. If you think about it. Word.
Like, okay, you can do the first choke, so let me gasp, then let me breathe.
Maybe the guy just hits you. Maybe he just wants to kill you. Maybe.
And they were...
Tony, are you still here?
Hey, don't you. I fear women, and the problem is that they will not tell the men that
I think. No, the thing is, I won't tell you.
Tell me, PC.
You will never kiss again. That's the only thing. Like, I don't need. I think me never kissing you again should tell you what you need to know.
Wait, I feel like. Okay, I have a question and I have an answer. I feel like, first of all, if a guy is a bad kisser, I won't tell him if I don't see myself having a future with him.
Yeah.
You get. Like, if I like you, I'll tell you because I know that I want to do it in the future. And then my second thing is, how do you even tell someone?
That's the thing.
They like you. How do you tell them they have body odor?
Hey, that one.
I'm asking for a friend.
See, the thing is, ever since Toby went to this, sorry, Tolu went to Howard, she's been meeting all these strange men.
Guys, like, it's too much.
Let me mention names.
See, the thing is, Tolu, see, with body odor, you have to like,
no, it's just occasional. It's occasional.
Okay, if it's occasional, just
not about me.
If it's occasional and it's not like every day, you can literally just tell them like you're smelling right now.
Wait, chill.
Let me tell you, you guys.
Let's give one opinion. Number one, when you're approaching guys with that thing, it depends on the guy. You need to know the character of the guy. There's some niggas that if you tell them that thing, they will take it and they will correct it. And there's some guys that have so much pride that just don't want to hear it in any kind of way.
You have too much pride to not know that you don't know how to kiss.
I mean, I'm talking about the body odor one.
Body odor.
It goes for that too. And some guys have too much pride that just won't listen to you. So in that case, just free them. Just let them be smelling and kissing
badly.
You know something? I feel like at this stage in my life, if I like met a guy that I liked and he smells bad occasionally, I won't tell him personally.
So you send your friend?
No.
You email him?
If I say what I do, I sound crazy. I don't know, Sha, but it's not me that will tell him, but he will.
Bro, I think the
but
best...
But wait, Toby, wait, but you see, if you don't tell him, it's not us that will suffer, it's you that will suffer.
I think the best
just write anonymous letter.
That's what I was going to do.
Leave it in their bag.
Leave it in their bag.
You know something? When I was in year 9, there was this girl in our class that used to smell bad. So we wrote her a letter and then we got her roll-on and perfume and we just put it in her bag.
No. Oh no.
See, the thing is,
never smelled again.
The thing is,
yo, Tommy, they did that thing in my ear as well. Yeah, Nan as well. They gave the girl milk pack for her birthday.
I remember when in secondary school, in the changing room after PE, we taught this girl how to bath in the shower. We're like, okay, calm. This is how you scrub your armpits. Smell it, scrub it. And make sure.
But sometimes it's like that though. Like it's better for your guys to tell you that.
But that one, because it was an everyday pee. Like even when she just came to school, she smelled it. Like you've not even done it.
Actually, I think that's the best way to go about it. Just tell his guy to tell him. I think that's the best way to go about it.
Exactly. But then, if it's occasional, you don't have to.
But when it's
if I meet someone who just smells bad all the time, you know something? I'll assume that. Number one, they don't have real friends in their life, because imagine me going for a motive in the same car with my guys and I'm smelling whack and one person can tell me, guy, you smell a bit funky right now. Like I just don't have real friends in my life, so
it's only in a girlfriend group that one can happen.
No,
I'm telling you, see, Brian, see. In a real guy GC, that camp. A real one.
To be honest, man, would have mocked him about smelling bad by now. Would have actually mocked him.
You'll have definitely mocked.
How many real guy GCs are there even? It's just always a bunch of guys that are somewhat friends and they'll be calling themselves, this is my bro.
You guys are tough.
No, Chichu, pelling me. She's not wrong. Jadi is not wrong, dude. A lot of guy GCs are like that. You are just somewhat friends and that's actually true. But it also goes for girls too. It goes for girls too.
Jolady, how many GCs are you on that you don't know most of the people on that GC?
Yeah.
Thank you. That's all.
If I don't know them, I hate being on GCs. I don't know them. I'll literally mute it. Like, I don't want to be here.
Like, can I be for real? Like, there's two things. First of all, there's a difference between just being on a group chat and it being a proper girls group chat. I'm on bare girls group chats, but like the only one where I'll come to and actually like talk, like air my business out, is Core 12 or like something else. Do you get, like, there's a difference in how you speak on group chats. And number two, if we're just being for real, boys group chats break way more than girls group chats. Like,
I'll give it out. You're very right about that. You're very, very much right about that.
Man, telling me so many falling GCs.
I've not been in a falling GC.
The same GC. Don't piss me off, telling me. Don't piss me off.
Guys, Brian,
I'm not ready falling out too. I'm still friends with every single one of them.
Brian,
you
is so aggressive.
You are a different case. Me, I don't know.
Me,
I don't know
about I'm such a actually, I'm not friendly. I don't like some people, and genuinely, so let's just move on. Safe.
I'm very, very friendly. I'm very friendly.
I have a question.
Yeah,
can I imagine you're with your babe and you fall asleep and then you just wake up, like, just glimpse with your eye and see that they're going through your girl's group chat? Isn't that a basis to break up?
Wait, what?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So like, your guy is going through your girl's GC?
Yeah.
To see if they're mocking him, not me. That's it.
I will block you. I will break up with you. You will die.
To be honest, telling me that's cause to break up, because I even going through her phone while she's asleep. That's a big weird.
You doing it while I'm asleep makes it 100%.
Like, if you just ask her, she
makes it weird. Yeah.
Yeah, that's
if
that's
someone can go through your phone while you're asleep, they can kill you.
Okay.
How does it reach that one?
We just went from 1 to 2,000.
So true.
Anyhow, Sharp, but like,
I don't know how.
I stand by what I say. So, next question.
Personally, if I get my girl's phone, it's just to put me as a wallpaper, just so I can look at myself.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Bram, move on. Moving on. Please, next question.
Okay. Next question. What's worse, a higher body count or a higher relationship count?
Higher relationship counts, yeah.
I think relationship as well, because why are you going through so,
like,
many...
Why can't you be by yourself?
What's worse,
a higher body count or a higher relationship count?
Wait, what's the question?
Why have many guys been in you?
So they can't get the question.
Higher body count or higher relationship count?
Oh, Jesus. I think higher. Wait, is it like which one I prefer to
this
have?
This question is like, it's affecting my brain.
This girl should get kicked. Yeah? Like, I think
they're equally bad.
I don't think so. But then I'm deep in like, for you to even have a body count, you probably, like, each of them are probably a relationship. So it's going to be like the same
thing. I just feel like, if your body count is high,
We will jolly chill. Your Wi-Fi is cracking.
But you know something?
My Wi-Fi is embarrassing.
Like, to measure a high body count is different than to measure a high body count. Please, put it in my voice. It's like, imagine being with someone whose body count is 15. Wait, can you guys hear me?
Yeah. Pelimi, stop laughing. Let's to be talk now. Pelimi, mute yourself while you're laughing. Let's to be talk.
It's like asking, okay, guy, God punish you, shut up. So, it's like asking, would you rather be with someone who's...
Huh?
Yeah, quite what obnoxious did you say now.
To be.
I was like, oh, it's like asking, like, oh, would you rather be with someone whose body count is 15 or relationship count is like 7? Because, like, a high body count is like, it's a
that's so
count.
True because like you're in the ocean you get like so many people
no like
why are you emphasizing the people?
I don't even know like I think I would I don't run think away I'd run away from the body equally, counts thing
I think I'd run away if you had 7 relationships
what
yeah because actually, the body like count nowadays world, kind
as we're getting older and the world is evolving like Let's just be realistic. Like, people's body counts are just increasing every day.
Okay, yeah.
Okay.
Mine is zero. I don't know
because
about you.
Because you know what? Zero. Zero, like, because I feel like that body count one, it could be like, imagine someone's body count before they converted to Christ was 17. You're not going to look at them because of that. Like, they probably changed. Exactly. You get what I mean?
Okay. But for me personally, like I would take a higher relationship count than body count. But my reason is, if your body count is really high, it just means two. I don't have any problem with it. Like, one is, my thinking is, if you have a high body count, it just means we kind of give it out. I don't know how to put it like that, but you just kind of give it out without any, like, it's. Yeah. I don't know if you get what I'm trying to say. Like,
the person doesn't value it. The person doesn't really value it.
Yeah, but a relationship is a lot. A person can really like someone, be in a bunch of relationships and
doing. Why?
But I'm just saying, chill. I rather clearly you guys see flag. That. It's you.
Wait. So wait, I don't understand.
Oh my God, chill now. Let me land.
Literally,
no, chill. Let me land now. Let me finish. Same with you guys said.
Get away from me.
You guys let me land. See, look, this one you said since after the convey, you know, they might have changed. Same way after our relationships, you know whether she has fixed up and she has found out that she's the problem. But you, name if I say chew now, chew, you guys let me, I'll tell you when I'm done. Let me land. So let's see, I pop out with this babe now and I'm saying, okay, this is my babe. I'll let you guys see, oh, it's like, let me say, I pop out with this babe now. I'm walking around town. I'm saying, this is my babe, I'm posting that.
Bro, which town?
I'm walking around town.
Yeah,
I'm working out. I say this, but true. I'd rather a guy say, okay, I used to date this babe, even if we smashed. Okay, that's calm.
My current boyfriend than dating them. As in, you people connected emotionally. You guys were telling each other your problems. You guys can do a lot together.
Another thing. If someone has a high relationship count, they're more likely to cheat.
Actually, you guys are making good points too, honestly. You guys are actually making good points.
Another thing, like, if they have a high relationship count, chances are half of the things they're doing with you are
not. They did it with someone else.
Probably done it with someone else.
That's actually fine. I'm switch my opinion. You guys are actually making sense.
Actually, that's wait, same thing.
But let me ask you to have a relationship count.
Wait. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we can.
Yeah, yeah. Wait, okay, I have a question. What do you consider a high body count?
Man, I don't know.
15.
As of now,
wait, Brian. Let's see. This is an imagination for everybody. Imagine you're in a group chat, yeah? And then you say that, okay, I dated somebody before, dated this person before, and like four other people say, oh, I dated this person too. Or two, four people on a G say, I fucked this babe 3 times. Her pussy was this and that. I fucked this one. They're describing how a punani looks like.
But I'm sorry, you're telling me, do you know that they can also describe the relationship? All four of us said this babe, and she's a manipulative, crazy, toxic idiot.
I know what to expect, no me.
It can't work, man.
Yeah, Pelimi, I see what they're saying.
Both of them are bad.
Pelimi, it is worse for somebody to call out. No. Pelimi, do you know it's worse for someone to call out your character than for someone to call out your sexual ability? Because with things like, like giving, you can always improve. With things like relationships, half of the time, people don't always change. Like, someone can say that this babe was toxic and she was weird and she was this and that. And for all four of her future boyfriends can also say the same thing. Like, I would rather date someone
I'm telling you, bro. Like, if she's been in a relationship with, like, a bunch of people, then you saying that she's your babe, that means it doesn't mean anything to, because she basically dates everybody. I agree with that. I agree with that.
Like, you're just one of many. You'll soon join the list.
Johnny list is crazy.
It's hard to find people that nobody wants, man.
In Lagos, everybody knows everybody.
That's when you're in Lagos. That's why you need to leave. You have 0 exes. Are you okay?
Bram, please. Just see next question. This is already so annoying. 0 exes, really? 0.
But please, me too. I have 0 exes, Pelimi. Because if you think about it, I don't want to count my mistakes, so therefore I have 0 exes, Pelimi. If you think about
it. And I'm not even going to lie, guys. I also agree, it's a new year.
So. Yeah, and anything before I was 18 is gone.
Anything before 2023 wasn't really me. So sorry.
Nice one. Tobias changed.
So Brian, I can see that you never went to secondary school.
No.
Secondary school was character development. I can't even
Ask you, okay.
See, the same brand I was in secondary is not the brand now. Okay. You know, so anyway, this is the last question before we go to the game. Craziest
food. The game?
Yeah.
Hey.
It's not a deep game, it's over and underrated. Cool down. Okay. Anyway, but this question is, what are your craziest food combos?
I eat eggs and ketchup.
That's
very common.
Oh, okay.
Egg and ketchup, I've never heard that.
That's not bad.
That's not bad.
That's
not bad. I don't get. You guys have no head brands. It's brands that will wear all of you out.
Chew. Let me explain it. Akara and ketchup.
Actually, that's not bad.
Akara and ketchup bangs, bro. I'm telling you.
Yeah, it actually makes sense. Yeah, I agree.
Akara ketchup is wild.
Akara and syrup.
I actually want to try that now.
I'd rather take akara and syrup. than Akaran ketchup.
Akaran syrup bangs too. It bangs too.
Oh, no, Brian, we can't defend that. I knew this girl in primary school that used to like put ketchup in her Indomie.
Eh? It's not bad now.
Like she would mix it like rice.
What? Wait, have you guys heard about this one? Gary and Toast.
Guys, no, I'm so sorry.
No. I also said Gary and Toast before.
The elements don't even work. No, sorry, you are eating like, how do you even do that? Like, do you put the gary on the bread?
You put the curry like
guys,
like,
not me. Jam. I heard this from jam. Someone. This is not me. I didn't even know. I just
you put someone. The you put the curry and jam. They not toast the curry and bread together. I mean, I know that.
Oh, is it like Eba? Yeah, it's an Eba and toast. Damn.
That one is struggling. That I one think, is Uber. Uber.
I think Jaladi's craziest combo would have to be okra and sugar.
Yes. I don't know.
I support you 100%.
But
it's not bad.
I have pictures.
We have pictorial evidence.
Oh my god. Oh my god. The main.
Yeah, hey guys, we're going to a game now of over and underrated.
Up.
Let's go on. So joining. Anyway, so we're going to list some things. I think I saw what I think.
Brand two. Underrated. Timae. Yeah. What's your craziest food combo?
I have none. I eat normal food. Sorry.
Yeah. Babe said normal food. Fair enough.
Timae.
Yeah.
Okay, I can hear you.
Okay. Yeah, so we're going to.
Have you,
you know this is the same thing that happened with me. Leave and come back.
Is Jolani still on here?
Yeah, she's on here.
Have you guys tried okra and rice?
Oh. Jolani, she can't hear you either. Okay. Timae, you two join and come back.
Okay.
Guy, my phone is glitching.
Hey. It's because your phone is hot.
My phone is hot. Don't you know I use an XR? I'm suffering.
They're telling you to upgrade, no only.
Guy, I mean that overheating on the X is not funny.
The X, that one was struggle.
Where did Jolade go now? I don't think my touchscreen is not working again. Hey,
no, she just said she wanted to dip and come back.
Don't tell my touchscreen is not working.
That's more. They've given me work to edit now. No, she dipped and she's coming back. If you want to dip and come back. Hey, God, this is good. Yeah, this is the account I think.
Okay, after my exam.
Okay, wait, I actually have something I used to do when I was younger.
Fact, don't worry, this is alright.
Wait, I had something I used to do when I was younger, that's like a weird food combo. So I would melt like cheese in the microwave and then like boil an egg and then like cut the egg off. Like, do you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I can hear you.
Mm-hmm. Can you guys hear me? Can you hear me?
Okay.
Okay, I can hear
Tumi
as well.
Oh, yeah, let's go. So, you guys, we're going into.
Wait. Do you guys ever try egusi and rice?
No.
Egusi and rice.
But Loki, that would hit still.
Egusi and rice bangs, guy.
Guy, any guy.
He bangs, guy. But, you know. Also, Indomie and bread.
No.
Yeah, Indomie and bread bangs, bro. That shit back about me. You know what you try.
You guys should stop indulging Pelimi and let's go to this game.
It's not your fault, Brian.
I'm trying to let Jolade sleep early, bro. So anyway, back to what we're saying. So we're saying overrated and underrated. So I need to say some things and everybody should say whether they think is overrated or underrated. So the first one is Lagos motives.
Overrated,
obviously.
I think
you do the same thing. You do the same thing every time.
I can't speak because I've never been to one.
I think that, to be honest, it depends on who you are. Like, If you want to have fun, you have fun.
Houses are actually fun.
Somehow. I prefer, but I think house parties are better.
So you can't really even generalize them.
I mean, it depends. Okay, let's play like that. Okay, next one is Davido.
Underrated.
He's just rated, man.
He's the right amount.
Pelumi, just like Pelumi, yeah, you see the red button like, top Uber. Right.
Hear me out. I have reasoning to it. Chillax. Chillax now. I say overrated because of Davido fans. That's just it. Him himself is not. Davido fans overrated.
But we didn't ask for Davido fans. We said Davido.
Literally.
No.
This is
they
how
make
people
him
feel
overrated.
Exam.
They
this
make
is how
him overrated.
Because they didn't ask you.
Should
his
be
fans.
Up. Oh my. Overrated. Overrated.
Instead,
overrated.
Is Davido overrated.
I've said it. Overrated.
Tell me. Yeah.
Delete yourself.
Tell me.
Next one.
To be just free.
Why is Davido?
To be, he's all right. He's all right.
Just explain. In one week.
Don't worry, we can talk about that one later. Don't worry, later.
Don't mind.
Later. Well, yeah, Brian, next question.
Next one is Wizkid.
Everybody is
overrated.
I think before.
I think Wizkid is perfectly rated. I think before I'd have said
underrated, but his last album, he's perfectly rated.
Yeah, like he's lost his like thing. Like before, as much as I'm a Davido fan, and like I'm not supposed to like Wizkid, but like before, Wizkid was good.
Quick one.
He's just
have
not
you guys watched
it.
Swarm?
He's still good though.
No.
I can't open my mouth to talk about it.
My watch one.
When you watch it,
it's on my list.
Guy, I watched all
six episodes.
That
thing
I can't
is not okay.
Talk about a celebrity anymore before they'll come to my house and kill me. I don't want to say.
Wait, so no, wait. I don't even know what it's about. I need to watch it.
Okay, next one. To round up the trio, Burna Boy.
Underrated.
Very, very, very.
All of you are silly.
Like, even if perfectly rated.
I feel like he's overrated. Yeah. But you, Burna Boy is...
Oh, my God.
Burna Boy is overrated because of how... Like, the way people actually rate Burna Boy too much. Like, he's one...
How?
Like, people like Pelumi... Raise Bonaboy way
you
too much.
How?
That's
how?
Why he's overrated, bro. Bonaboy fans are the worst.
How, Brian? How?
You can never talk about Bonaboy without bringing down another artist, bro. Like you can.
Brian. In the last four years, I'll ask you a question. Just be honest. In the last 4 or 5 years, who do you pick between three of them?
As we're saying, next one.
That's all I needed. Yeah.
Asake and Odumodu Black. Who is underrated? Who is overrated?
Asake is overrated.
I don't think he is anymore.
Asake is good, but like
I feel like I don't even hear him.
And his stage presence.
But can I say something about Burna Boy?
Burna Boy.
Like Burna Boy is rated as like he's more rated as for like non-Nigerians.
Okay,
like he's rated as an artist from Nigeria. But like when you're Afrobeats, when Nigerian people are talking about Afrobeats artists, Davido is not really Burna Boy is not really like mentioned. He's just like when in Oyinbo person is talking about, oh my god, I like Afrobeats artists, they'll say
Burna Boy. Bro.
Yeah.
Okay, next one, celibacy.
It's
underrated because Hemon is the goal.
Overrated.
Don't mind that. To me,
to be like, don't rate it.
If you like, don't rate it.
So yeah, Brian. Because God is.
Wait, man, what did you say?
It's rated.
What do you mean by that?
Are you very much?
It's rated.
Guy,
why are you coming to
me? Everyone.
I'm actually going strong, bro.
I've said this so many times on
TikTok. All I have to say is that it's Ramadan. Everybody
I think
it's Ramadan. Everybody is.
What'd you say?
You guys should try celibacy.
I already practiced it
practicing celibacy since gave my life to Christ.
Okay.
September.
I feel you, Jolade. I feel you.
Jolade, I feel so.
No, you don't feel. You're fake.
Ah, tell me that's deep.
It's 2018, September 18th.
But Jolade, am I fake?
No.
Exactly. They take God course you, Jolade. In fact.
God can't.
Brand next.
You're bummed.
Underrated.
Man. I didn't know the answer.
Underrated.
Thank you.
What do you mean? I don't know if you have ever experienced an Igbo man, but please keep to it.
Hey! Oh, yeah.
Please, it's fine. Brand next, Brand. Please just go to the next one, I beg. Igbo man? Really?
Guys, my December 5 was Igbo.
Free yourself, please.
Oh, good.
I'm okay.
That even takes us to our next one. Lagos in December.
Lagos in December is perfectly rated.
I also can't.
Perfectly rated.
I feel like you only think
rated because actually
I don't think Lagos in December is overrated. If you don't have friends, your parents are strict, or you just aren't looking for a good time, or you've chopped breakfast.
Perfectly rated. It's perfectly rated.
Please, I need to go to Lagos in December. I need to experience.
You're in December, aren't you?
I don't know, because I'm coming in summer. I don't know anymore.
Why are you coming in summer?
It's not my fault.
Guy, cancel your tickets.
I'm going for a funeral.
That even takes us to our next question. Lagos in summer. No, how do you say funeral is overrated? Come on.
Lagos in summer.
Underrated.
Lagos in summer. Very, 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 very much overrated. Under what?
I feel like
Lagos in summer is
Lagos in summer is dead. There's no point going back.
I'll keep to that. Yeah, but then that's why.
That's not why. It's too long, bro. It's too long. So
you know, you stay in your house for a week.
Is that Lagos
City? Oh, sorry, guys.
It's not good for Abuja for you, but is that Lagos City?
I feel like I also feel like in Lagos in summer there's always something to do. Like the only thing is because guys always only want to go for parties they know. Like guys only want to go for metro under the sun. Like just go for one random ass flyer you see on Snap. I promise you'll have a good time.
That's a serious experience.
Everything is a college essay.
And you back to this question, back to what you mentioned about funerals. You know, for my own funeral, I think I want my MC to be
Pelumi. Pelumi would just be laughing.
I don't know why. I just think that's the whole point of it. And I know as Pelumi.
Brian, you're very right because I'll make everybody happy because nobody be crying at that funeral. They'll be laughing at you. They'll be laughing at you, Brian. So I'll make sure they throw sand at your casket.
But I can never let Pelumi MC my wedding because my bride will leave me on that stage if I let Pelumi MC my wedding, bro.
Because my bride.
Okay, next one. Next one, another one in Lagos.
Underrated.
I didn't hear everybody say underrated.
Jola, did you hear you?
I literally said it first. Like, shut up.
Underrated. Okay.
I think Pelumi is overrated.
Wait, you that's even one of the questions. Pelumi
overrated.
I
like.
I don't know what I did.
Yeah, wait, quick one.
The reason why he overrated is
he should rate Pelumi. This is so for real.
I just catch bullets for no reason. I've not done anything.
You deserve. You need to catch them.
It's Pelumi overrated or underrated?
He's overrated.
Pelumi, don't worry. I got you. You're underrated.
Don't say anything. Especially to Benzo, don't say anything. Jolade and Toby.
Thank you.
Well done. We're done. It's all right.
Okay, next person. I think you know this guy, Brian.
Underrated.
Oh, course, all of you.
Brian is.
But we're trying to hear the answers. Can you too?
Yeah,
Brian
is
such
a
low-key guy. I'm not low-key.
Before I did this thing, I didn't know who Brian was.
Guy, nobody knows me, guy. I'm low-key.
Tell him to keep quiet.
What? I'm so low-key. Oh, my day. Okay.
You can't steal my thing. Being low-key is my thing. Tell
guy,
me.
I'm low-key.
Don't force mysterious, babe.
You know, it's not by force to be looking.
Exactly, like, Pelimi, chill. Pelimi, you do your own thing, it's good. Anyway, next question. This one is interesting. This one's actually meant for no one, I'm not saying anything. Giving head.
I don't know about this.
Sorry. Oh, really? Is that so? Really? Okay.
Lisa, I also don't know much about that, kinda.
I don't know much about that.
Do you mean you don't? Okay.
We saw this coming, so we're not saying you partake in such activities, but like hypothetically, if you think about it, like
from what you read, in the Bible, it says if you have an opinion on what you heard and it's bad, you're going to hell. No opinion,
But let me they I got have us. A question for you guys. We can't do anything.
Wait, Pelumi and Brian, what are you? Do you from think it's rated or overrated or underrated?
Wait, I talk about guys giving.
Are you not a man?
It depends on the person. Wait, that's what I'll say. It depends on the person whether it's underrated.
Overrated or underrated? Simple question. Comprehension skills are lacking right now.
I know you did not talk from Abuja. I know you did not talk from Abuja that I'm lacking comprehension.
It's not me. That was Toby.
Insane, bro.
Wait, I have a question.
That was not me.
To be honest, I'm not talking from Abuja.
It was me. You guys actually like mysterious babes.
We like low-key babes. That's kind of mysterious. So yeah.
What do you classify as low-key though? Because I feel like.
Okay, wait. I have a question. Like, there's this girl. She's in the Lagos scene. She's like an influencer, right? But she's also like low-key. So do you still classify her a mysterious babe?
Are you talking about me?
How can you be an influencer and be low-key?
Okay,
she posts on everything, but she's still low-key. Like, nobody knows shit about her personal life.
Who's the babe?
Type PC.
Who's the babe?
Guy, my phone is glitching. I can't type.
Okay, Fashida, but let's.
I'm thinking you can type it on. I can't even leave the screen.
Guy, Fashi the babe's name, but let's talk about this.
Can't you guys just edit this out?
Tell me.
Okay, say the name.
To be said.
Hey. Good.
Oh dear.
Damn it.
But like, what do people classify as a low-key babe? Because
I think it depends. Like, there's low-key and then there's a private babe.
Like, am I a low-key babe?
No.
Are you a private babe? Yes.
Yes, are you private? Yes.
Yes, none of you on this call are low-key, but some
Timae, are private. Timae is not private. Timae is not low-key.
I see why.
Okay, I can't.
If I punch you from here, Timae, everybody inside this Lagos knows about your drama.
Yeah, I'm back. Sorry, my phone glitched.
Okay, so say the person.
Yeah, I think
can a babe still be low key if she's just like trying to get her bag?
But then the thing is, she's in the circle of David Israel people, so
that's different.
So she's automatically in the category of person.
Yeah, but they don't talk much about her, you know.
But besides that, like, to what you're saying, like, someone can be known, but that's not low-key. Low-key is not a lot of people know you. That's low-key. But
you're trying to say private.
I want to say something. Please edit it out. Like, we babes now. Imagine you're trying to go for like a metro guy. Like, guys who know who they are, but like guys still think that they are low-key because not everybody knows like everything about most of these guys. Do you get what I'm trying to say?
And that person is private. And that person is private.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say. That private, not low key.
So what you're saying is that guys like private.
I'm trying to say there's a difference between being low key and being private. Like,
there's not even any low key people. Because if you're low key, you're a dead guy. Because why doesn't anybody know?
So real.
Like, why are you actually unknown? There's a reason.
Maybe some people don't want to be known now. Some people don't want to be known, bro.
Yeah, but like the thing is, like, you don't have to be popular, but like, you know, people, like, you have mutual,
unless if you went to school in night,
exactly. Sham, like, Sham, that's for exactly. Maybe that's for girls, but for guys, we like babes that are fine and nobody else knows them. Like, that's the perfect babe, that's the perfect it's
not,
thing.
You're not going to find these girls unless they're a dead girl.
I'll take it too. I'll take if they're fine. If they're fine, I don't care if they're dead. I can't lie.
And when I say dead, wait, because I don't want anyone to take like this dead pee like differently. But when I say it's a girl, I mean like they're not in like your social circle because people are going to know.
I mean, it's better. Even it's better like that. If
it's better like that, bro.
I want somebody in my social circle, big.
How do you even find like,
nobody? I'm sorry to say, like, I'm sorry to say, but most people in my social circle are weird. I'll just see it. I see it like that.
Okay, Brian, I think you should take. Catch your stream.
I'm never in Pelumi's social circle, man.
Brian is not in my social circle. Brian is never in my social circle. Funny enough.
I don't even have social circle safe. Me, I'm just in my own circle by myself. So I don't even know what I'm saying. It's just me, myself, and I in my circle. I like it like that.
Sorry. Even me also.
I hope that was not Toby. I hope that was not Toby. Spending 1 week in Abuja. Okay, no problem. But Brian.
I'm actually a very good babe.
I think you are private, Toby. That's it. You're private. But you're not looking. You're private.
I'm a lucky private.
No, you're private.
They play.
Okay.
Who are you?
I feel like all of us are private.
Thank you.
Yes.
Like nobody.
I agree.
Nobody who knows, even people that know me, don't even know what's going on. Like
exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you honestly, but yeah, but babes that are not private, man, that's such a turn off, right?
Very
but
huge. Which
like what's an example of a babe that's not private?
Someone everybody that knows their everything. Wallah. Everybody knows their business, what they do, who they're with.
I'll type it. I haven't put caps lock safe.
I feel like I just know who you're going to say, but like
I knew.
Turn the fuck off. Turn off. Huge.
Do you know something though? Can I say something? With that babe, I feel like it's not her fault. It's really just her friend group.
No, but
and
it actually is
her fault.
No. She continues to like post, like even when
someone sent me a post from her second account the other day, and in the caption she was listing all her life struggles and wahala, and it was just so damn.
Like, she posts stuff like that. She has like a one page and it's public with like.
That's the one I'm talking about.
Mm. But yeah, like, anyway. I don't like people that if you're with them, everybody knows what you're going to do.
Some people, they will deny them visa. They will come and post it. Some people, like, it's too much. You have to shut up.
Yeah, I just need... But then, I don't think there's that many of that kind of people, to be honest.
In Lagos, yeah, I don't think there's that
many. She's one of the rare few.
Okay, next one. Jolade.
Is this like as by asking?
Yeah.
Oh, Jolade is the most rated beautiful girl in the world.
I feel like I'm not even rated like that. Like, not like they don't rate me. Nobody really goes out for girls.
Who can I give Jolade?
Babe, I would do anything for you.
Who's going to give me a variety? I'll give her a variety too. I'll give up right it.
You're just a hater, bro.
Yes, I am. I'll probably even say it if I am.
Be yourself. Be authentic.
Guys, shut up.
Be authentic. Be true to yourself.
Okay. Damn, bro. What's
your name? Timmy, what's your name?
Jolade is rated perfect.
Thank you.
Let me see which kind of brand I want to be. Okay, I'm feeling nice. I feel like Jolade is so underrated, you know. I think sometimes she's basically just like he's snow angel sometimes. So I just feel like she's just, you know, like, yeah. Like, she's the kind of person you could take to church and, like, the pastor will be like, I didn't know you brought your own angel to, like, church. I'm going to say she's underrated.
To me.
Brian is so cute.
I despise you so much, bro.
How can you despise me, bro? Despise you. Yeah, next person is Timmy. We're going everybody. So next person is Timmy.
Overrated.
I think
she's so underrated.
Perfectly rated. Overrated. Timmy is just the best.
Timmy is amazing.
Fuck you, Timmy. Fuck you. Guys, fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you.
Tell me, I really.
Oh my God.
Brian, is there a way to like mute him?
Honestly, because he's kind of disrupt. He's like disrupting my brain.
I don't know what I did to three of you that you guys are turning against me. This is not fair.
It is the fair.
Can you guys hear something? I can't hear anything.
I'm hearing a lot of.
I'm hearing a lot of noise.
In my own opinion, I don't really know Timaeus like that, you know.
Brown, from all I've told you about Timaeus, Audrey.
Can you chew? Can you let me land?
Yes.
So, I was going to say Timaeus. I was going to say Timaeus was perfectly rated before, but then she's also friends with Pelumi, so I have to go be overrated on this one. I'm sorry, Timaeus.
Just what did I do now? What did I do now? Why is everybody turning against me?
You're just bad vibes.
We have to
your
be friends
guys.
Now.
But our God of mercy. Hey, God. What? Okay.
And the last person is Toby.
Toby is
so perfectly rated.
I don't have an answer.
Yes.
I think.
Okay, that's
good. No comment.
I love her.
I think Toby is underrated because she probably still has room to grow.
Room to grow as far as she's
meaning what? Meaning you've not reached your potential, bro. Like, I'm trying to, like, motivate yourself.
I don't know how to take that one. But...
Okay.
Toby is rated very well.
The Philly police inside this league goes, God knows.
Pelumi, not everything is about you, bro.
Wait. What?
She literally thinks she's the main character, like...
He really thinks he's that guy.
Pelumi, you think you're the leader of the friend group? You need to chill, bro.
You're not that guy. You need to just calm down.
You're not him. Pelumi, you're not him. Anyways, guys, thank you so much for your time.
Is that the last
one? Yeah, that's actually the last thing, guys.
Thank you. We reached the end of the episode. Us.
I want to say thank you for staying to the end, and it's been an hour in Lagos. Yeah. Bye, everyone.
Thank you for having us, guys.
Thank you, guys. Bye.
Thanks, bye. Hello.
Hello, guys. Welcome to another episode of An Hour in Lagos. Today's episode is with the Kotol GC, or with some of their members anyway.
My name is Pelumi. I think everybody knows that already, but today we have Cholade, we have Timei, we have Mofe, we have Toby, and we have Tolu that's going to join in later. So, yeah, because I think all of them can't introduce themselves, so I think I have to do it for them. So,
we can't trust them to do it. And yeah. Olamide is not going to be on this episode because of some difficulties.
Some difficulties. So... yeah.
So how today's episode is going to go is we have some questions for everybody and everybody's going to like answer and give their opinions on it. Then we have a game, overrated and underrated. So we're going to like call things, places, people, and you're going to say whether you think they're overrated or underrated and why you think so. And that's going to be it. And we have some very special questions for Team MTM.
The rest of us are beans.
No, Jolady, you're special. Jolady, you even have your own episode. So I don't think you should, okay, even if you say it.
Jolady should even feel special. Jolady has been on a piece. This will be Jolady's third time. So Jolady should feel special. Don't worry. Okay. Yeah, right, continue.
The first question. I like this one. So, you guys. Do you think you should leave a guy if his friends are known cheaters or known as shills? Yes.
Okay, wait.
That's such an immediate question. I think Toby should go first then.
I just feel like even if he thinks he's not going to cheat, like, because of the type of people that his friends are, like, they'll encourage him to cheat, like, you know. And your friends say a lot about who you are, so I'm not surprised. Like, look at this core 12 that we are in now. All of us are the same.
Mm-hmm.
So,
all of us are what? All of us are what?
Hey, what did you
say? Toby, I didn't hear it. All of us are what?
She doesn't need to repeat. It's okay.
Well, let's repeat it now.
Toby, what did you say? All of us, all of you guys are what?
No, it's first time.
All of them are law-abiding citizens. That's what she meant.
Yeah.
I just feel like
men are. Okay, let's go. Let's do Toby, Jolade, then Timei.
Then Mofe.
Okay, Jolade, go next.
Okay, I feel like it's like
You should be very cautious, but then, like, the thing is, like, why are you even looking in a friendship group of cheaters? That's the thing. Like, what are you looking for there? They have a
good TikTok account, too.
Oops. And that's just a red flag.
That's all they used to do.
Wait, chill. But don't you guys have a group TikTok account?
Brian, you don't, you not got on since.
I'm just trying to get this straight.
See, a group TikTok account tells you all you need to know.
Thank you.
So, see, a word is enough for the wise.
Yeah. But let me, and you see, it's just that's delusional.
Isn't Mofa,
just free.
Where's Mofa?
Oh, okay. Am I next?
We can hear you.
Okay, so yeah. I feel like if the guy you're going for is in a friend group of cheaters, then he's most likely going to be influenced. Like, obviously, you know what I mean? So, just to save yourself from the trouble, like, just don't do it. Like, relationship was definitely not last.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
But sorry, me, I don't know.
Like,
go on.
For you to know that his friend group is full of cheaters, isn't that just
what?
Do you know how difficult it is for someone to refer to your friend group and the first thing they have to say is, oh, all of them cheat?
That's actually deep. That's deep.
Very
that's
deep. Really deep.
Like, that means you publicly cheated, not just like, that means you literally publicly embarrassed
and them. All of them as a group.
That's insane. Like, yeah, you're actually asking to be honestly, cheated on.
Exactly.
To be honest.
Men don't change.
See, I think you shouldn't judge a book by its cover, you know.
Yes, very, very true. Like me.
Exactly. Like, let's see now.
Bro, like who? Bro, I hope you don't want to say yourself.
No, not like me. I don't have friends like that, so I don't even know.
Before you buy the book, won't you look at the cover? Like,
Abby.
Yeah, but sometimes the cover changes. Sometimes there's new edition.
The cover can change now. There's no edition.
If the cover is ugly, I'm not going to get to know what's inside it. Like,
word.
But the cover can change now. There's new and old edition. The cover can change.
Exactly now. Let me go.
The cover can change, but you know the same content in the book.
Okay, chill. Okay, think about what if now he's trying to distance himself from those friends. He's trying to find a good babe now. So I don't think you should judge him based on his friend, because sometimes some people have stupid friends, but they've been childhood friends. They can't escape them.
Then you can
influence them to not be stupid.
No, I'm sorry. You can't influence people not to be stupid. Stupidity will always win.
Stupidity runs in the blood.
Okay, that means stupidity will also win with you then. And you just be like them. But Timaine hasn't even said her said.
Oh, sorry. To be fair, I think you can be a type of guy. You actually won't cheat even though your friend group won't cheat. Honest. If we're actually being honest, some guys are actually good in their friend group. They just want to run.
Exactly. Yeah, that's like Brown. I think Timaine is trying to do psychological games because... Just hear me out. Because her own GC, she doesn't say that if her own GC are full of cheaters. You understand that, Abby? She's trying to do psychological games. I don't believe
no, to but deep in though, if like the whole Kotor group chat was full of cheaters and I came on the group chat and I was like, guys, my man just did something messed up, the first thing I'm going to say is go and cheat. So, like.
wait. Are you saying you don't have mind of your own?
No, I'm just saying the first thing that I'm going to say is go and cheat. Doesn't mean I'm going to go do it. But then repeatedly hearing it and my feelings like being like really mixed because of everything.
So we are going to succumb to peer pressure. That's what you're saying now.
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
If Jolade should jump before I'll follow her.
Okay. Next question. Do you guys think a guy's name adds to how attractive he is?
I actually don't think so. Because so many people have ugly names.
I think I date someone named Periwinkle.
Jolade, would you date Mohammed?
Nana, that's not an ugly name. That's just a very like.
Don't have me.
Mohamed Abubakar. So you date somebody named Mohamed Abubakar?
What? Like, excuse me, yes. What's wrong with that?
Like, what's wrong with that? I'm not that even name is to, not bad. I actually can't talk because I've. That's not the worst name I've heard and associated myself with. So let me just keep quiet.
Stop to all of Jonathan's old men. Stop,
but stop continue. To the ones with ugly names.
It's all those like deeply Igbo names. Like,
I just I can't do something like. Like blessing.
I can't even
like, imagine.
Or Sunday.
I went to primary school with a blessing. Oh my god. And a goodness.
Goodness. Wait. I'm confused with that. Names were blessing and goodness.
Yeah.
What they Brand, yeah, generally people's names like that.
Blessing, was this? Like,
blessing is crazy.
Blessing is
crazy. Yeah, we'll so you have to be good next. So you can see.
Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, we can.
I was just gonna say that. I don't know. You have to really think about it in the long run. Like, if you guys are smashing or something, would you want to? I just feel like it's something to consider though. Like, are you going to be mooning out Chukwu Emeka?
No, but then you can just say Emeka, even, like you don't have
to. No, I think.
Do you know that the gateman is called Emeka?
No, stop. Because no. I know a lot of Emekas. Oh, I'm sorry, Emeka.
Wait, like, I think. I think guys are guessing wrong. If his name is Chukwu Emeka, you can just call him CG. Not, you can just call him CG.
CG is crazy. CG.
That's going to be CG.
Bro says CG. It's not possible. If a man tells me his name is CG and I say, what's your name? And he said, Chukwu Emeka, I'm blocking you. What do you mean? CG. Now you're.
Yeah, it's a very good dick.
Your name is very important to me. I'm not going to be dating you. Your name is like Monday.
Monday? The thing is, like, I don't think I'd be in the social space with somebody with that kind of name. No, like. I feel like there's no reason why me and a Prosper are going to be together.
I've never heard of Prosper in my life.
Imagine to church, you see all those names.
I literally went to secondary school with a Prosper. Please.
Jola, like, which schools were you going to? I've heard goodness, blessing, like, Prosper.
Can I say something?
Go.
Yeah. I also feel like some names, like, just from, like, the name, you can kind of tell that they're going to be a whore. Like don't take this wrong. I have to say a name what? Now. And yeah, I don't mean it, because, like, one of my best friends has this name, and they're okay. But, like, if your name is David, you usually have a problem. And
Bellumi, your name is David. Bellumi, your name is David.
I've never David that wasn't a whore, minus the one I know.
Bellumi, that's saying, Bellumi, you're saying, Bellumi, can you defend yourself?
No, but I've met David with no game.
Yeah, there's no in between, though.
It's either you've got no game or you have too much.
Exactly. You see, now how am I meant to defend myself now? One is saying no game, one is saying Ashawu.
Tell me, where do you stand? Myself? Where do you stand?
Yeah. I don't know.
Stand where?
I don't know the answer to that. I don't know the answer to that question. I don't put myself inside trouble, I think.
Okay, I have another question. What are you guys' opinions on platonic male friends?
Oh my god.
Huh. No comments.
The thing is, I like to believe that they exist, and I believe they do, but every day men prove me otherwise.
Real.
But then I feel like there's just the few men that are just not insane. Like, the vast majority are just insane.
I'm not insane.
I know, but Pelimi and Anna, that's my.
Me and Ben are not insane.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I don't know about that, but they just not see a girl.
So, like, they go back. What do you mean you don't know about that?
So, like, they retract to be going back to what's more backspace. Backspace. She said that me and Brian are insane.
You're okay, catching strays that are not for you. Like,
why do you feel offended?
Okay.
I said there's the few that are not insane, and you decided to take it that you're insane.
Thank you.
Tell me that's crazy. But
Can I say something?
Just continue. Yeah, continue.
Wait, Jaladi, are you done?
Yeah.
Okay. I feel like at this present like space in everybody's lives, like age group and everything, a lot of like people, when they have like a friendship that feels like totally like real and everything, they feel like it has to be more than, because like, I don't know, like at this age, no one has really met like their quote unquote soulmate or anything. So when you start like getting close to someone and you're like in a really deep platonic relationship, it may cross your mind that like, man, this person gets along so well, like, you know, might as well just, I don't know. So that's the reason why for a lot of people, but then a lot of niggas also just don't know boundaries. Like, I know many people that I met that like are close friends with certain people just so that when them and their babe break up, you know, they can move, you get. So it's like, I don't really know. Platonic friendships with the opposite sex can be really messy. Like right now, Sha, kind of like.
Men just need to really learn boundaries and learn that it's not by force to want to sleep with people. Like, you don't have to sleep with every friend you have.
Timmy, what do you have to say?
To find male friends in this generation is too hard, man. Most of them just want to smash. They even get close to you and act like your friends just because they want to smash later on.
Oh my god, literally.
Do you know the worst part? They want to smash you, and because you guys are quote unquote friends, they want to smash your friends too. Like,
Oh my god, this is literally why I hate men.
Like, oh, we're just friends, so put me on to your friends.
Like, no, fuck off.
Because I'm ashamed.
Literally, like, you want to be put on my friends and be put on me as well.
Wait. If you have that thing of grapes, if you eat one, would you leave the rest? I don't get it. Just eat one of it.
I've never heard of
it. See, don't eat it. Abi,
if you want to smash me and my friends, all of us should not smash the same guy.
But, guys. I've been drinking as well.
This particular quote-unquote friend of mine, every time I post my friends, guy, who is this guy? Who is this? Shut up. Bro, what do you mean?
Close your eyes.
It's so exhausting, actually.
Sure, let me give my own opinion. You guys are right, though. There are a lot of guys I just want to smash too. But you know that thing goes both ways too. For me, chill. Can you chill? For me, I talk to some people and I generally don't think of them in that kind of way. I actually just talk to them.
Are they attractive? Because it's always
that's what I'm trying to say. Most guys. Chill, let's be real. Let me land. Most guys are friends with people that, or girls that they friend that like they find attractive, unless they've known them for time. Like,
but yeah, exactly.
Most people are friends with people they find attractive too. So I'm saying that sometimes you need to keep your distance when it comes to platonic male friends, because if you're talking to them every day, there's no way that I'm not going to think, maybe there's something more with this babe. But at the same time, some guys are delusional and they think every babe.
But then, if I as a woman can think that, why can't you? Like.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. There's a woman that I'm talking to, I think, is strictly platonic. And then when I see them in person, that's not the energy they're giving me anymore. Or I'll be talking to them and I find out they will tell me one day that, they might like me or some shit like that. So I'm saying that it goes both ways too. There's no ways guys that can't have platonic friendships sometimes. Even some girls can do that too. So it's not always guys that are intruding on that whole friendship.
I guess that like it all depends on.
Let me say something. But I feel as if because if most times when it's in a like platonic friendship, it's mostly the girl that's always calling the guy. So when the girl is always calling the guy, what the guy thinks this girl just trying to be.
That just calling your mind.
Wait.
I like to call my friends
every day.
Yes.
Every day.
Yes.
The same person every day.
Because you're my friend.
We can't be friends.
If I like to be my friends every day,
Wait. Where's the boundary?
What's the issue with the call? Are you okay?
Where's the boundary? Chill. Where's the boundary set? Why are you calling your friend? Why are you calling your guy friend every day?
Can I say something?
If you're my friend and you don't want me to call you every day, then...
You're talking about a boundary. Boundaries are set when you are like infringing on a personal space. Do you get? If I'm calling you every day and you feel like, this piece is pissing me off, I don't want to anymore, you tell me that, simple as that. I'm just calling you because...
Or you just don't answer. Like,
I'm calling you because I'm your friend. If you feel like your boundaries are being pushed, it's simply because in your head you know that you're in love with me. That's all I can say.
No, you cannot grasp what Pelumi is saying. Pelumi trying to say like, you girls know that a lot of guys just can't have like you said, a lot of guys are just talking to you just as much, or like that's mainly their goal, Sha. So he's now saying that if you know that about most guys, then don't distance yourself from them. Maybe that's basically what he's trying to say.
That's what I mean.
Let me just try and land with Pelumi's point. Like I'm just saying, he's basically trying to say that if you're calling that guy every day, he's going to take that signal as something else. That's what he's saying. That's what Pelumi's just saying.
The people that we know are just trying to smash, that we should distance from them.
No,
I'm literally just going by what you guys said. I'm literally not going by anything else.
So that means, as a man, you can't talk to a girl every
and
day.
If I'm
not saying male. We're talking about some guys.
Because you don't know what friends are. If your male friends call you every day, are you going to fall in love?
And surely that just means men are just attracted to every single woman. Because why is it every girl that's calling you every day? Because why is it every girl that's calling you every day that you're catching feelings?
But I can't lie to you. I don't have as much time for these questions again.
Let me go.
When I say men want anything,
they just want attention.
They just want a body. They don't even care.
Because
why am I calling you every day and you're excited and you just catch feelings so hard because I'm calling
that, and I feel like it's so different.
Yeah, you guys,
because
the
guy can call me every day and I'll still see him as like bro. Yeah,
literally my bro.
Okay, you guys, let me answer these questions. Let me start the ones I can answer. Sure. Main points: girls and guys think way differently. Girls are more easy to separate two different things. Like, you guys can say this guy is just my brand, he's your bro forever. But guys, like we said on our last video, guys can be a bit delusional. That's the thing. And I think girls can have more self-control than guys at this point, yeah. So some guys, they can't differentiate that. It's not easy being platonic friends with someone that you find attractive. It's not. But you have to put it in your head. You have to hammer it into your head, bro. This babe is just my friend. But a lot of guys don't have the self-control for that all the time.
Wait, chill. When you like Jordan and Toby, whatever you guys are saying, when you like somebody, yeah? So is there a difference in the way you act?
Yes.
Like, if you're calling them every day, if I'm watching the way you talk to somebody that you like and somebody that you call guy friend, would that be the difference?
I call someone every day, but what matters is the content of the call.
Uh-huh.
If I'm calling my friend, I can talk to my friend. Okay, how was your day? This and that. If I'm calling my babe, I can call my babe and we can talk about deeper stuff. Like, do you get, like, it's really just about what you talk about. And also, like, the fact that you guys are aware of what you're doing. Like, if I'm calling my babe, I already know that's my babe. And to be honest, relationships are just like friendships, but like, you know, with deeper, more intimate things going on. So like, yes, there's a clear difference. If that makes sense,
That makes sense, yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah, I've got everybody's opinion on this topic now. Next one, this is, why don't girls buy guys flowers?
Yeah, fucking with the wrong girls.
Why don't you guys?
Hi, Solo. That's a very stupid question.
Can I say something?
They are gender roles.
Just feel like...
Tell you what?
Wait.
It's not even gender roles, but just
exactly
like as a man, you don't even want flowers.
How do you know that? It depends on the person you're with. Like, some people show their love through gift giving and they want to give you that. I know some of my friends are like, guys, if I give them flowers or you give them flowers, they're going to think, what kind of nonsense is this? Exactly. Do you get? So it really all depends on the person you are. Like, if you want flowers, say that you want flowers. And your baby will get you flowers, maybe.
Literally, just say you want flowers.
Okay. This way, too.
I'm the type of person
I can gift a guy something, but I would never think to gift
a guy. I have a question. Okay, so what if you had to tell a guy to get you flowers? I'm not just...
But that happens
all the time.
But you have to tell guys to get you flowers.
So...
Like, well, not me personally, but like a lot of women tell.
No, I feel like as a guy, you just know that your girl wants flowers. Like,
exactly, like taking it.
To be fair, not. But then, well, yeah, as a guy, you should just give Well, to be honest, I don't see why it's a necessity for flower shower, but that's a conversation for another day.
I feel like actually though, I feel like what Tony said about gender roles kind of actually makes sense a bit, because you kind of see that, like, if you're a guy and you're, let's say you're going on the first day or something, you're going to feel obliged to give the girl flowers. The same way, but like, I'm thinking from like a babe's point of view, what do I feel obliged to give to a man? Yeah, true.
My time. I've come here.
Hi. Hey.
But it makes sense because in most situations, let's say it's a first date, like, I don't want to be like double standard, but in most situations, the guy's probably asking me out. So this is what I'm giving you. I'm giving you my time to get to know me.
That's fair enough. But for the first day, that's very fair. That's very much fair.
But you know, I mean, like, if I'm going on a first date with a babe, I'm also gifting her my presence. So I think I should get a gift back.
But your gifting presence is crazy.
But you're the one who wants her.
Exactly. I'm literally gifting her my presence by even asking her out. Like, I'm literally giving her my presence.
She didn't ask.
So I think, let me land, Jolady.
No, he's already said in this podcast that men are delusional. And he's talking about, let me finish my statement.
So, you know, I think I should get, like, I should be one that should get flowers. You know, she should even pay for everything. I mean, I'm just dead chilling. You know? I just feel...
You're so silly.
Wait, I have a question.
Wait, I'll be guys that I'm joking, right?
Guys, I have a question. Sometimes people are like, if you're going on a first date, it's the person who asks that should pay. But, like, if a babe asks you out on a date, right?
Yeah.
And then you guys are there, like, let's say you're done with your dinner or something. Will you actually let her bring out her card and pay?
Okay, wait, let me answer this. Whenever I go out with any girl, I never let... I always offer to pay. I always pay, like... But she... Oh, but...
Can we go out then?
It's babe. Whose laugh is sounding like Jason, please?
Okay, go on.
That's funny, girl.
Please. Whose laugh is that?
I mean... Before that day, I have to go on my own church day with Jolade. We still have to go to church, so maybe after that.
Okay.
Fine, it's fine. It's okay.
And then everything I was saying.
We've been planning church days forever. It's
God's timing, Jolade. It's God's timing. You know, God's timing. You don't have the one for you yet, so God is just saying, have fun.
Brian, it's fine, I'm big.
But anyway, back to what I was saying. I always pay for, but then this girl I used to go out with, and she literally hates it. When a guy pays for, like, even if I pay for her, she'll pay me back.
She hates
it. She does not like it, but she would actually, probably fight
me. Don't worry, Bram.
Funny enough, for the reason they're saying, can I be a friend? All of them are probably friends, funny enough. But yeah, let's continue.
She will soon grow out of it, don't
worry. So, all I'll say is, if a babe asks me, even if I'm struggling to offer to pay for, but I'm just saying that, even as a girl, like, the thing that drops me the wrong way about that thing is, I don't think, like, if you go out with a guy, I don't think you should go out with him and not hold any money with yourself or something like that.
Any money,
or that's something you can't pay for yourself, because what if that guy, you know, there's some stupid guys that would just ask anyhow because they asked you on a date, you owe them something more than your present.
Wait, Brian.
We will both look
exactly.
Confused.
I feel if a girl says that, oh, I want to pay it, well, like, if for example, like, your point, if the girl was the one to ask the guy out, yeah? Of course, the guy will probably bring his card, cash or anything. If the guy now says, okay, let me pee, of course, the guy will not allow. Definitely. But because you offered sense of decency and all, the guy like, no, I'll pay for you. But the one that this babe will not bring money, not bring anything, that's the last time I ever said that, babe. God forbid.
Wait, I have something to say. If the boy's asking you out for the first time, obviously, I'm going to expect you to pay. I might carry some cash just because, but not because I expect to pay. Like, why are you asking me out and you want me to pay as well? Come on.
I have a question, too. Mm-hmm.
That was the question.
Uh-huh.
So let's say you meet a guy at a party and then he asks for your social and everything. And then he DMs you and he's like, oh, can you come and see me? And you're like, okay. So is the boy expected to pay for the Uber or?
Absolute good.
You know, not like just the personal experience or anything.
Tolu, a man that values you will not put you in an Uber.
What you put inside? Is it a kind of paper you put inside? Yeah, I don't get it.
If
someone really likes you, they'll come and pick you. And if he cannot drive,
they will drive.
He's still a boy.
Take his daddy's car.
No. Honestly, why are you so?
And okay, then he will take an Uber from his house pick you up in that same Uber with him inside and bring you to his
house. Wait. That lucky isn't a bad idea. Like,
no, because what if you don't? What if this Uber takes you?
Honestly, I think. You guys, let me give my own opinion. I think with that answer, it depends on the girl. It depends on how well she values herself and what she thinks of herself. Because
most definitely.
If a girl does your Uber and you choose to get in there just to get, I mean, it's up to you. But if you say no, get in the Uber, come pick me up. Let's go back to your house. That's also fair enough. That's actually totally fair, honestly. But I think is that the guy should transfer a jet from his house to her house. And pick up. I think that's what to be one.
Exactly. Yeah, so he should land that jet on your roof and pick you up.
Jet.
Okay. But to be honest,
guys, to pay for the Uber, then I realized it should actually be the other way around.
What?
But then it's also like I've gone to like someone's like a guy's house and paid for my Uber there, but he paid for me back.
Can you listen, please? I realize he should be the one paying, so I tell him to pay, and he starts telling his friends.
Jeez. But then the thing, like, does he come to see you sometimes?
My uni is like you can't come if you don't like go here. So. But this is like a past thing.
I feel like let's say like I'm going to meet someone like. On a regular basis, occasionally.
Yeah, we can.
Yeah, a regular basis, occasionally. Like, maybe the first time I expect them to pay, but if I go all the time, me personally, I would just pay because, like, I also want to go there as well. It's not like I'm just meeting them because they're asking me to come.
I think Jolly is real counselor, honestly. Jolly, thank you. You're a real counselor, thank you. Your advice means so much to me, honestly. Which I have your opinion. I want to ask you guys something. Do you think if you go out with a guy, okay, let me give an example. Like, I've gone out with this girl now, a dinner or something like that. I get there.
Man, there's always this girl, Sha.
Tell me, don't do this to me. Tell me, don't do this to me. Tell me, don't do this to me. Anyway, Sha, let's say you go there and then this babe gets drunk.
I don't know why you're laughing. Are you asking a new question?
Yeah, I'm giving an example. So I'm saying that I got with this babe. I pick her up, I think Belly was even in the car too. Belly was in the car. I pick her up, Sha, we're going for dinner. We get there, this babe gets drunk, like can't even do anything anymore.
At dinner.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like a dinner party.
It was a graduation dinner.
Is it
No.
Oh,
it was other people drank as well.
Yeah, other people drank too.
Yeah.
But she gets drunk, Sha. But do you think that like when you go out with someone, you should comport yourself in a different manner? Because I just think if you're going out with someone, like comport yourself now. You can't just go out with a guy and just.
But she didn't go out with you.
She did.
Are you sure? Because there were other people there.
Brian, I don't think that's like necessarily like she went out with you. I feel like she does. I don't want to say it. Like I don't.
Hey.
It was just like Brian. Chill. See, yeah. We're all going for a graduation dinner. Yeah, Brian. Let's be fair. If it was not with you, she'd have found another way to get to that place. But you were her best bet. And you guys are doing your whatever nonsense at that period of time. So you were our best bet. So I feel as if she doesn't really owe anything to you at that period of time. Because you guys
bro, no, you're not getting anything. My point. My point is not...
You said that she should compete herself.
My point is not that she owes anything to you. My point is when you're going out somewhere, even if it's with someone or without someone, like, comport yourself when you get there. That's what,
oh, definitely.
That's what I'm trying to
say.
Like, don't just get drunk in a place like that. Well, like, that's my point.
To me, take advice.
Yeah, I think that's just like basic decency.
Why is Tumain catching strays?
Oh, do you know what?
I feel like
I'm probably with you.
Was she the only one who? Omo, was she the only one who got drunk?
No, Jolade, some other people were drunk.
Jolade.
Okay, so why are we?
Maybe she didn't know her limits, you know.
Wait, so I don't get, like, what's the issue? What's the question?
My question is just...
I'm confused.
Oh, my God.
Get, like,
It's Jolade Gay. Still
gotta be drunk. So basically, you don't get drunk in public. That's what you're saying.
Yeah.
It's Jolade Gay.
It's kind of.
Say yes.
Hello, guys. Can you hear me?
Wait, was it a date? Mm-hmm.
Yes.
It's Jolade Gay. Yeah.
A date in graduation, yes. Party. Yeah. Which kind of date? You said, see, the first issue, here is that you're on a date at a graduation party. I don't understand.
That's a bit rugged.
Okay, that was funny.
But Brian, I give that to you though. That just means you don't have to pay.
I mean, I still paid. I told you I don't go out with the girl and I won't pay.
Oh, that's tough.
I mean, obviously, okay, she was studying the right man to even pay. She didn't even know where her money was. So, I'm trying to drop out wait, before.
I should have not spike her drink or something.
Wait, pay for what?
For
what she ordered now? For her food.
What she ordered now?
Wait, I'm
confused. You pay?
Is the graduation
or
no? No, it was after the graduation. After the graduation, post graduation, we now all went out for dinner.
Okay. You need to give more context.
We thought somebody's.
I have a question.
We thought somebody's going on this doing graduation.
Which kind of?
At least you don't have to pay.
See, yeah, that's literally why I said that.
Wait, what was the question? Who had the question?
Okay, I had a question, it's Toby. Like, you know,
see,
okay,
I'm just confused. This thing has cracked my head.
Wait, Toby, what are you saying? On again.
Let's say you go for a motive, right?
Hey.
Okay, nice one. So, let's say you go for a motive, right? And a babe comes up to you and she's trying to talk to you and everything, but she's drunk.
No go. No go. Please, I don't want. Don't come to me.
Wait.